man. First workday of September. Here we are.
Oh, my gosh. Already into September. Minnesota State Fair is done. The, unofficial end of summer, which it looks like it's going to be a beautiful week.
We'll
get some summer weather still. Summer is not done yet.
We can see 80s in October in the Northlands.
Yeah. Just get no snow all summer or all winter.
Yeah, we had remember that last year. It'll be okay. So if you're worried about summer coming to a close, it's okay.
Yeah, coming up this morning on the show, we got Nick's nonsense here in just a little bit. That involves a little car nookie.
That's a way to put it.
Yeah, well.
If you're not wrong.
Just figured I'd spice up that tease a little bit.
Just right to it.
Also, why do people from all over the world visit the iconic Duluth Lift Bridge? We'll discuss that a little bit. Maybe there's a new blog on the Mix108 app that kind of... That kind of breaks that down a little bit, so we'll discuss how we feel about that. Plus, we got a lot more stuff. Michael's is reopened. We'll chat about that.
How many
that.
Times have you been there?
I'm not. Well, I'll tell you coming up.
Okay.
But it's been a few.
I'm sure it has. Opened.
Oh, my goodness. Like, literally, I drove by and it was like, sign is off the wall because I keep driving by and seeing if there's a store temporarily closed sign is still up. And it was off, so I cut off a few people to...
Let us play Song in 60 this morning, Tony.
Been a few weeks, so I'll have to put my Song in 60 brain back in.
What's it?
Because I have separate brains for different things, so let me...
Gotta do what you gotta do.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
We'll see how the clue giving goes. I volunteered. I said, I'll start things off. I think I got a song.
See how this goes. It was kind of who finds a song first.
Yeah.
He volunteered. So, okay, here we go.
So, we're both a little rusty, so bear with us, but you get to play along at home as I hopefully throw some good clues at you guys and see if you can beat Tony to the right answer. Are you ready, Tony?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Song in 60 gets going right now. There are a lot of these in the Northland.
Bad drivers.
They're wet. They cascade over rocks.
Waterfalls.
There we go.
Oh, is this TLC Waterfalls?
It is TLC Waterfalls.
I just heard the song this weekend with our throwback weekend.
Yeah.
I was jamming along to it. Okay.
I may or may not have been inspired by that as well.
That was pretty easy.
I'm glad that went as well as it did because I was a little worried.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. It's Tony and Nick. So the Duluth Lift Bridge, it's very iconic.
Yes.
Landmark.
Yeah.
Probably the most popular one in town, I imagine.
So it's an interesting landmark, too, because it's an important navigational and transportation structure, to use big words. But it's also like it's a thing people just look at.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes a great backdrop for photos.
Yeah.
And just a lot of things. It's used in, marketing for the town. And
all sorts of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Logos all over town.
Yeah.
So there's a new blog on the Mix 108 app by our buddy Ken who discusses why did the Duluth Lift Bridge attract tourists from around the world. And he gives some reasons here. A, it's an iconic image.
Sure, yeah.
Like which we talked about.
Yep.
There's very few places in the world that you can get that close to a very large ship. Now, we have 13 1,000-foot cargo ships in the Great Lakes, so it makes for a great viewing opportunity.
Yep.
Not only, the whole canal structure there.
As they come in.
So you do get pretty close.
This is true.
When the 1,000-foot ones come in, you get pretty close.
And there's nothing more exciting, especially if you're not used to it every day, of when one of those big ships hits the old horn.
You can hear that from all over town.
Right there.
All over town.
Yeah.
It's a coastal city in the middle of America.
Yeah.
Which is, kind of a rare, you get that coastal kind of feel without having to travel to the coast. So if you're in the Midwest, I mean, obviously you're not going to get the beach experience maybe that you'll get in Florida or California.
Sure.
But
Duluth has kind of Seattle-y vibes.
Yes. Very Seattle type vibes without the seafood.
Yeah.
And the seagulls trying to steal your food. Well, wait, they do that here too.
They do.
So that's some of the reasons he gives. I think it's a rare thing. I think people come to look at it because A, it looks cool, but it's very rare. I mean, there's only a couple of those, a few types of these designed lift bridges.
Of that style.
Yeah, of this style in the world.
So
Yeah, because I know that Stillwater has a lift bridge, but it's over a river. It's
yeah,
not, you know,
it's different,
tied to a lake.
Yeah,
there's the one in Houghton, but that's again over a river, not next to a lake.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of things that are unique about it, and like you said, you get to,
and once in a while, you get to see like crazy people running across it, screaming like and yelling. Like, we've seen a few of those videos before, right?
Yeah, we have.
There was one a handful of years ago that went kind of viral, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I...
It was probably 10.
Yeah, it was, you know, yeah, time it was flies, at least right? a few years ago, though. So, the other thing, too, is that you can get up nice and close to that bridge, because a lot of bridges...
You can literally walk across it, right?
Yeah, you can walk right... I mean, you're not supposed to ride a bike, but walk your bike across it or walk across it. But you can, you know, get up next to it and, like you said, take a nice big picture next to the bridge. A lot of bridges, you're not getting close to it because it's just...
No, you can literally walk over it. You can walk under it. Yeah. You can stand in front of it and back of it. You can, you know, really get up close and personal with
it. Yeah, and from multiple perspectives and...
Yeah, like it's a cool view of it looking down. Like when you pull into Canal Park and you see that bridge there, that's a cool view.
It is.
It's a cool view.
Yeah, so there's a lot of just unique things, I think, that make it interesting.
Have you ever sailed underneath a bridge?
Under... A,
like this lift bridge, and that's another unique angle you can get as well, like from the water itself.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times,
either from the Vista
or, that's I
have
I
you got, ever been in like a small boat where it didn't actually have to raise, you just had to, you went through it?
No,
I've done that
before. One of our pontoon adventures, we went close.
Oh,
we didn't go
that's
under.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because we you're not supposed to in those pontoons. But we got close and got some pictures and stuff. Because even us locals were like, hey, let's get a picture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like what? Yeah. We proved the point. Like when we did selfies, we had to turn the boat.
Get the bridge in the picture.
Like hold the boat steady. Drop anchor.
Yeah. And it was kind of windy and. But still, it was great.
Drop anchor, not hit a sandbar.
Who was driving?
No comment.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Precisely.
You do you don't ever want me a captain of your ship. Just be a good.
It started off strong.
Swab the deck.
But. It started off strong, and then it was, hey, you asked me, you want to drive? Okay, all right, I'll take over from here. Thanks, Tony.
Why? I don't know. I almost just got stuck in a sandbar. That's
no big deal. Coming up soon, Nick's Nonsense. How did you put this before when we were sitting?
Oh, in Nick's Nonsense, some nookie in the backseat of a car sent a couple...
Into a spot.
Into a situation.
Got in a little trouble.
I mean, they were in a situation and then got into another situation.
Exactly. All right, we'll get into that story in a few minutes here, Mix It Away. Good morning. Well, let's head to Pennsylvania for this morning's Nick's Nonsense, where police... responded to, as a local news report put it, an unusual and rather awkward incident in a River Valley area in the Philadelphia area last Wednesday. So there's a vehicle that was parked on a road, side of the road. Well, it ended up making its way into the river around 4:45 in the morning.
Ooh, that's not good.
No. Police say that a man and a woman were actually in the vehicle when this happened. So that's kind of scary, right?
Even worse, yes. Yeah.
But...
How did they get in the river?
They were just sitting there. So police say a man and a woman were engaging in, and this is a quote from the story, they were engaging in sexual activity in the back seat. When
a little car nookie.
Yeah, when the woman accidentally disengaged the gear, causing the vehicle to roll down into the water.
Yeah, you gotta be careful where you place your foot. I mean, I get it. You need leverage and all, but...
Oh, boy.
So... You do not want to push it. You do not want to put the car into neutral.
No, yeah.
We're going full drive.
Watch the gear shift. Luckily, both the man and the woman were able to escape safely without any injuries. And probably any clothes. Just guessing, speculating on that one. The vehicle was pulled out of the water around 9 a.m. the next morning. So they did get the vehicle out.
Yes. Well, no, I can't say it. About three jokes just popped in my head. I can't say any of them.
Oh, this is a family show. The incident comes apparently, according to a local news report, just weeks after another car drove off into the river, but no one was found inside. So this is
going full Beavis and Butthead in my head right now.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh, man, this is too bad.
I know it really is too bad that I can't say the things in my head, but
well, fill in your own jokes, I guess, is the thing to do there.
Just laugh along with what you're saying, really, is what I'm doing.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're using plenty of words. You're using enough words.
I'm doing what I intended to do here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, everyone was safe. They got the vehicle out. It's all good.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There's your Knicks nonsense.
We better end this break before I get myself into FCC trouble.
Okay. We'll see what's trending at the top here in a couple of minutes. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
7:03 on a Tuesday morning. We're looking at temperatures right now in the mid to upper 50s. We'll see a high today around 77, mostly sunny, breezy. Chance of showers and storms popping up Wednesday and Thursday off and on, but boy, late in the week, Tony, I was looking. There's a chance at first frost of the season in parts of the Northland.
Come on. you're
Friday into Saturday.
You're just trying to scare us here.
No. We're going to see some cooler temperatures by the end of the week.
So cover my tulips?
Yeah, or whatever by the end of the week. You got a garden? Just be aware of that, I guess.
Do people do that at the end of the year, though? Or they're just like, well, they're all going to die eventually here because winter's coming? Or
maybe not so much with the flowers, but if you got, veggies in your garden, or maybe some flowers or stuff before you do what you're going to do to season, get them ready for the winter season.
Pumpkins, maybe.
Sure. Because if you got some things that maybe like they tip the roses in the rose garden, for example, if you got some prep to do before things happen.
What do you mean they tip them?
They get them ready for winter.
Why do they tip them? They just tip them over?
I'm not going to get into gardening lessons on here. They do a thing where they prep them for winter so they don't freeze out. That's what they do. They don't just tip them over. It's a name for a process for something.
Oh, okay. I just thought
they don't just walk in and go, shove, shove.
They're just in pots. Shove. They're just popping them all over. I'm like, are they in the ground? Aren't they?
Yeah, they're planted. They're planted in the ground.
Okay. Man, I wasn't aware of a process called that.
Yes, it's a thing.
Got to get my farm on, apparently. My bad.
It's gardening. It's, I don't know. I'm not a garden expert by any stretch of the imagination.
Nor am I. DirecTV and Disney are in a little bit of a battle right now. ESPN has gone off the air on DirecTV.
So has the local ABC affiliate.
So has ABC. So has the Disney Channel. Uh-huh. Anything Disney owned is pretty much off of DirecTV right now.
Well, what's funny about that is ABC, I get it, but they I'm sure the local ABC stations in the region, which are not owned by Disney necessarily. They just, they have ABC, which is.
Yeah.
But, they got to love that.
Oh, no. Yeah. So there, it's the old age dispute, carrier versus the, whatever. So they'll figure it out within the next few days. And each side will put out press releases, blaming each other. And
the fight between Comcast and there was the one in the cities. One of the companies in the cities the company that is it Gannett or whatever that owns all those stations down that way. That fight went on for a while.
Really?
So
last year around this time, Spectrum and DirecTV went at it, and that one lasted about 12 days.
Okay,
so expect this one to last, anywhere between. This weekend in 15 days.
Well,
it'll be back. They'll figure it out.
They picked the right time because you mentioned ABC and ESPN. Monday Night Football starts next Monday.
Well, Monday Night Football, and of course, there was a big college football game this weekend, and it literally got cut off like 20 minutes before kickoff.
You know that engineer was like, I'll show you.
So, yeah, there's a lot. And the U.S. Open is going on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different sports going on this weekend. So, yeah, it was, big corporations fighting each other.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. Hopefully they get it figured out quickly.
Yeah.
Because at the end, who loses in that fight?
It's us. Yes.
The people paying the money.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Thank you very much.
That's fun. All right. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning, 8:15, 56 degrees, and it's officially over. The Minnesota State Fair wrapped up yesterday.
It did. Did you see this story? That the there's a couple that did a pre-wedding party at the Minnesota State Fair.
No. Yeah.
So they're having a wedding, right? A very intimate wedding.
Okay.
But they still wanted to have some sort of reception. So what they did was they invited 175 of their friends.
That's not small.
And family from the Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, as far as Argentina, apparently.
Wow, okay.
To all gather at the fair. They walked around for 6 hours with matching wedding reception on a stick t-shirts. Eating food, visiting 4-H animals. We love the fair, and it's in... And yeah, it's incredibly hectic, but I think it's all worth it for the hustle and bustle because there are so many things to do and get our people excited, says sure. Josh, the groom, 27-year-old. Their favorite thing was holding the baby goat, they said. What a beautiful thing to do before the wedding.
Aw.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, though.
That is neat. If you're trying to do something that's kind of unique to your area, you're bringing people in from as far away as you said, Argentina.
Yeah. So he's dressed in, you know, like a black shorts and a black t-shirt, kind of like a, you know, a tuxedo, if you will. And okay. She's got all white on.
I was envisioning like straw hat, you know, the old school fair getup, but
overalls,
overall
jeans, shirt on.
No, well, not quite that level, like a shirt on, a little fancier. But yeah. Well, so much for that thought. That's for whatever reason. And I don't know what she's wearing, but for what, like, straw hat was the only thing that came to mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun idea. I got a nice little group picture in front of the all you can drink milk barn.
Did anybody take the challenge up? That's the question.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. No, they all got that. They all have glasses of milk, or most of them do, anyways. Oh. So they must have.
There's that one person in the group going, I am lactose intolerant. I am not doing this.
I'll pass on this one.
You guys have fun. I'll watch.
Coming up in just a little bit, do you think the Minnesota State Fair hit at a record this year? Did the attendance? Because we talked about it last week.
They had some days that were slow.
Yeah, they had some slow days. Even a day that was like the slowest in like 30 or 40 years. I mean,
I don't know.
Did it rebound? You might be interested to find out.
I am interested to find out. I'll have to stay tuned.
I have to do some math, though.
Okay.
Tony's mathing. Because I realize I'm like, oh, it's going to... I'm like, oh, they didn't add up all the numbers yet because the spreadsheet isn't completed. So they still have to put in Monday's attendance numbers.
Sure.
And that'll come out about noon today, probably. Okay. Or maybe they'll hold it. I don't know.
They might.
For a press release.
Sure.
But will they make a new record? The previous record in 2019 was 2,126,551. Will they beat that record this year?
I bet they got close. I guess we'll have to find out. Tony's mathing.
I got a math, and we'll figure out, you know, what the difference. Yeah, we'll figure out how much they have to go. What the number needs to be today.
Okay.
To hit that record.
You let us know.
Okay. We'll talk about the attendance coming up here soon.
You math it up. All right. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. So not only was this last weekend the kind of the unofficial end of summer, end of the state fair.
I see a lot of people all of a sudden calling it the official end of summer. I don't know why.
Well, so
a lot of people are doing that.
Meteorological summer ends.
And that's got to drive you absolutely insane.
Why?
Well, because you're such a meteorological guy.
But that's what I'm saying is meteorological summer ends at the end of August, beginning of, like, so there's two different ends. There's the one later this month, but there's like, because the...
So is summer officially over or not?
No.
Nah. Because I'm going to go, I'm using you as my referee on this because you're kind of the, like I said, you're the very technical meteorological... Yeah. Gull Seagull guy, so I'm going to default to you on to when the official.
Okay, so
and what do you consider? And this will be what I consider. And what?
So I should actually be like.
I want you to declare.
Okay,
when you think it is, okay. so I can also, because I'm like, I see a lot of people like the official end of summer. Official, I'm like, it's not summer ain't over yet.
Yeah, so I...
But I was like, I gotta ask Nick.
So, because I think the equinox, that's later this month.
Yeah, equinox.
That's when we get the equal day.
Yeah.
Okay, what,
I want that's you to basically make, where I'm going with
I want
that.
You to make a call.
Yeah. So the thing about it is we're kind of forced to feel like fall's here because school's starting, football's here.
Yes.
You know, like we're all that stuff.
Right.
But we still get, you know, 70, 80 degree
pumpkin
days.
Pumpkin spice is here.
It is. So I don't know. If I have to pick.
Yeah, you're going to have to
I'd
pick.
I'd say middle of September. So middle of September.
We're not like going to pick a date or like, is it the... Can we switch the clocks? Or?
Well, that's in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a while away.
Yeah. So we're away. Or is it even November? It's later.
I don't even know.
Yeah. It's later than September. So.
When's the meteorological? Like, when is the.
Well, there's meteorological fall, which is September, October, November. Okay. Period. Like the month. So it started 2 days ago.
Okay. So meteorologically, we're in fall.
Yes.
In the meteorological world.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of just clump it together by groups of months. So September, October, November, fall.
But when is, well, there is an official summer, like, isn't there? And that's what?
Equinox? So then the other one is the.
That's more astronomical.
Yeah, that's the other one. That, okay. And that's later this month.
So we're going to go with that one.
So I'm going between the two.
Yeah. I see. I like it. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Kind of ride the line.
Because I think that's like really the 20th or 21st
really
or something.
Not
like
committal
that.
To one side. Yeah. Very politician of you. Very political correct. You look, know, not look, really.
You know, you just.
You don't want to make either of the sides mad.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you get the meteorological side coming after you. You get the astrological side coming after
There's
you.
There's not a lot of people fighting this fight.
You can't win.
You're not wrong.
You can't win. It's a no-win situation for you.
It's kind of an easy, the part of the world we live in, you ease into it, you know, because we still get the nice summer weather for splashes, even though I mentioned we have frost coming this weekend.
Yes.
So you get all the above.
Well, you bring up the free, like, maybe that could be, like, the official
the first frost
end
of the season.
Summer, the first frost of the season. I mean, when you hit frost, like, summer's done. So maybe that should be it. Like, first frost of the season, that's it. Summer's done. We're into fall.
Last year, wasn't it in December?
Well.
I mean, that's really good, but then.
Then we had a nice long summer.
Long summer.
We had a nice long summer. We just skipped fall into summer.
Let's go with that.
I don't know.
Let's go with that.
But I like your call. All right. I'm going to stick.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
I'm going to stick mid-September. And if somebody tells me, I'm going to be like, no, it's not over
but
yet.
But like I said, we're like... Society and culture, like the back to school, the football, the pumpkin spice latte, like all of the above.
Halloween decorations.
Yeah, well, that came out like a month ago, so.
Some places.
Yeah, and you've been crushing on
that,
I'm sure.
I mean, I'll give you exact dates if you want to know when everybody has. Target still hasn't put theirs out yet.
Really? That's a little shocking.
As of, like, 2 or 3 days ago, they put some stuff out of the dollar spot area.
They're easing into it.
And they had some Halloween candy out, but they didn't have all their decorations out.
They're easing in.
Target, what's up? You're the last to go, really.
I noticed this year.
Walmart had some stuff out this weekend.
I noticed this year, so I've got, everybody's got at least a couple friends that really follow the pumpkin spice thing.
Yeah.
This year, I noticed, at least among my group of friends, it wasn't as... because
it's kind of dying out, the whole trend.
Yeah.
And then it will come back, like, 5 years from now. TikTok will rediscover pumpkin spice.
Did you know this is a thing?
Did you know pumpkin spice is the greatest thing ever?
Yeah. I just want to say this. I was pumpkin spice before pumpkin spice was cool, okay? As a kid... because I've got a November birthday as a kid, and people have heard this story before. My mom would ask, what kind of cake do you want for your November birthday? And I'm like, well, I want a pumpkin pie because it's kind of Thanksgiving-y and fall-y. Yeah. And so I was all about that way before it was even a thing.
You're a trendsetter.
I am.
I mean, we all know that.
You know this. Exactly. You get your math done yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I got it all done now. I know what number... we have to hit today
yesterday, okay? Because they're putting the numbers out from the final day until later today, so we're not going to know for sure, but Tony's got the math figured out.
But I did the math, and I'll tell you, I'll make my prediction if it's going to be a record-setting Minnesota State Fair or not.
We'll wrap that up here in a little bit. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's the Mixed Early Morning Brew. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart here with you. And
yeah, so the Minnesota State Fair wrapped up yesterday.
It did.
I'm just finishing my math. You're good.
Did you use a calculator?
Not only that, I used AI as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
because they had all the, they had all the, they have the spreadsheet with all the numbers on there, right? But they don't have it added up. So I took a picture of it, put it into the AI and said, add these numbers up for me. And it did.
Oh, nice. Pretty smart. So if you don't know what we're talking about, State Fair wrapped up yesterday and Tony's trying to come up with.
State Fair wrapped up yesterday or before the State Fair started, I predicted that the State Fair, I flip-flopped on this several times during the fair. Sure. I predicted that the State Fair would have the biggest State Fair attendance there. It would break a record.
I should have put a wager on this, too.
Well, I offered, and you said no.
Yeah.
But we could, we, see, hindsight, that's, right?
I still have lunch from the spring,
I offered
so.
Double or nothing. You could have had two lunches.
I could have.
And then I flip-flopped a little bit because we had a couple of down days at the State Fair, including last Monday, which was one of the worst days in decades.
Right.
Attendance-wise, with only 80,000 people showing up. So, did the Minnesota State Fair hit a world record? Hit a record this year? Did it hit a record? Did it break a record, which was broken in 2019 with just over 2.1 million people.
So I feel like they had some record-breaking days after we talked about
okay,
this last.
Okay, so the first 2 days were record-breakers.
Yep.
The first Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
And then we didn't have a record-breaker for 4 days.
Okay.
Kind of bad attendance days for 4 days. And then, boom, Wednesday comes out of nowhere. Record-breaking day. 145,000 people. And then Thursday.
That was a storm day. There was another
81,000 people day. Yep. Real low, quiet day, and then rocket back. That's my rocket sound effect.
That was awesome.
Not really. Friday, they smashed a record. 225,521 previous record. 209,000.
Dang. Okay.
And then Saturday was not a record breaker. Hit about 207, record was about 270, so pretty far off there.
Yeah.
But then Sunday, hit another record, 256,000 people.
It was a nice day on Sunday.
Previous record was 245.
Okay.
So all added up so far, they have 1.75 million people.
Okay.
1.75 million
people. And we need what for a record?
2.1.
So we're how far away?
376,000.
That's not impossible.
Well,
that's a big number.
Considering the previous record for the last Monday of the Minnesota State Fair was 184,000 people in 2019.
They would need to double that.
So I don't think this year is going to be a record-breaking Minnesota State Fair. But hey. It's going to be the biggest one since probably post-pandemic.
Right.
Biggest one since after the pandemic.
If you had some days that were straight up just like record-breakingly slow days and you still get where they possibly got, I mean, that's still impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they'll still hit over 2 million, I bet.
Sure. You would think so.
Yeah. But they'll hit, you know.
Because yesterday was a very nice day. Weather-wise, that's a big factor for a lot of people if they're going to the fair or not.
2,100,000. No, I don't know. I was going to make it.
Okay. I'm not going to throw a number out there.
2 million. No.
That's fair. So we'll learn later today is what it sounds like.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of numbers I just talked about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, later today we'll find out, I would imagine, unless they sit on it for a few days. I just wait in anticipation.
I kind of doubt they'll do that, but... Not.
They probably just want to get it out there and move on.
Yeah. Move on to getting ready for next year.
My gosh.
The 2025 Great Minnesota Get Together.
All right. So that's a lot of numbers we just talked about. My head kind of hurts.
All right. You go ahead and decompress. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday. 8:02 and 59 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. We're going to see temperatures warming up today into the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy. Tomorrow near 80. Then we start cooling down. We'll see some rain, maybe some pop-up strong storms potentially Wednesday night and Thursday. 68 our daytime high for Thursday.
Ooh.
Tony, get this. You were worried when I was thinking I was making things up or whatever, I was saying chances of frost toward the end of the week. The daytime high for Friday in the Twin Ports area, the high, 58.
That's very fall-like. We might have to move up your date.
I did say middle of the month. So it's so
by the weekend, though, right? You said
so 58 on Friday, 62 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday, and then next week we get back into the 70s. But there are some chances of frost across parts of the Northland away from the lake as we hit into the weekend, Friday, Saturday.
So bust out my 30-day forecast here.
Okay.
This is a great time to break out the 30-day forecast.
30-day
forecast. MyForecast.com. Yep. Yeah, here it is. 30 days out. Friday, October 4th, it's going to be a high of 59.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day in a month.
60s, 59, yeah. It's very seasonally fall-like. You know?
Yeah, okay.
We have some 80s, though, coming mid-September.
Oh.
So look forward to that.
Oh, perfect.
Upper 70s, early 80s. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. 1 month forecast, okay.
Yeah,
it's accurate.
Sure.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we got Tony's TikTok treasure, TSA aesthetic. Have you heard of this before?
Mm.
It's a thing. We'll chat about it and get some reaction from a TSA agent coming up in just a few minutes on the Mix 108 Morning Brew. And I'm going to go back to my 30-day. Maybe I'll find a 40-day.
Please do. Let me know how that goes. All right.
It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Well, one of the latest trends in travel is called TSA aesthetic. And what is TSA aesthetic?
Got me beat. I don't know.
You might ask.
I would ask that.
You go.
Apparently, there's a new trend taking over TSA security in which people are posting their belongings in the TSA conveyor belt bins. In many of the pictures, you'll see neatly arranged shoes, a passport, other items that make their lives look very luxurious. Some people say this is a self-own. If you were really an elite traveler, you would have TSA pre-check and you wouldn't have to take your shoes off. I first saw the trend from the outlet Travel Noir, but some people say this is not new. They remember the designer brand Longchamp doing it in 2018. I reached out to TSA to see, is this something that they would condone? And they said it's probably pretty harmless, unless, of course, you are holding up the line in any way, in which case, we're talking a cardinal sin of airport security.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. That report came from the Washington Post. A former TSA officer with a TikTok channel called Travel with the Harmony responds to this TSA trend after talking with some coworkers that still work at the TSA.
Listen, that trend that y'all doing at TSA where you have to make your bin look aesthetically pleasing, stop doing that. I have gotten so many calls from some of my past coworkers at TSA telling me to tell y'all that y'all holding up the line and they want y'all to stop. They said one girl stood out there for 5 minutes trying to get the right picture before they had to force her to keep going. I never knew that aesthetically pleasing would ever live in the same sentence as TSA.
Now, he brings up the real disgusting point and the real reason why you shouldn't do this.
Okay.
Right.
First of all, why do you want to leave your stuff in that nasty bin longer than you need to anyway?
Yep.
Child, the bins are filthy. These are people walking all around the world, putting them in these bins. People probably been stepping on all kinds of stuff. And then I seen some parents. Now listen, I'm even embarrassed to even say this, but I've seen parents put pacifiers, baby pacifiers, in the bin with no top, no nothing. Just in the bin, touching that nasty stuff, and then giving it right back to the baby.
No.
You shouldn't be going on no trips. You need to be going to a CPS meeting.
Wow. Wow. Oh
my gosh.
Okay.
Some TikTokers and travel influencers have gone so far as to hunt down where to buy these bins, bought the bins, and are recreating these photos at home.
Oh,
so basically, it's a TSA bin. It's very nicely placed, you know. Organized well, you know, with the little travel ticket hanging out, you know, with the overhead shot. It's a little much.
Who cares? Is my like? Bring back like if you want to prove visually for the gram or whatever that I'm traveling.
The gram.
Just get the picture out the plane window.
There you go. Well, people fake that too. Have you seen
the airport picture? Well, yeah.
Fake that.
Yeah.
They fake that with a toilet seat, I believe. Isn't that what they?
Yeah.
That's today's TikTok treasure coming up here in just a few minutes. It was the showdown of all showdowns, Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi. Who won in the, what was it called? The Battle of the Beef? The
I Wiener forget showdown? What they called it.
I don't remember.
But it was very epic sounding.
Very epic. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Morning Brew. It's Mix 108. So this weekend, yesterday, it was Unfinished Beef.
Unfinished Beef. Yeah, kind of a big deal.
Yep. It's Mix 108 Morning Brew. So instead of the annual 4th of July hot dog eating showdown with Joey Chestnut.
Right.
They decided, well, the 4th of July one still happened with Nathan's, whatever, but it wasn't that big of a deal because the big heavy hitters, none of them were there.
The big players in the game.
The big players in the game. You didn't have your goats there.
Yes.
Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi.
Yep.
You know, these are the top tier names in competitive food eating, right?
Yep.
So Netflix took the opportunity to have a live sporting competition yesterday.
Yes.
This was a sporting competition. Rob Riggle, is that a, he was
Rob
the,
Riggle?
He was the host of
okay,
it.
Okay, all
he
right.
He was the host
okay.
of it. He gave the rules early on in the competition. Here's the rules for Unfinished Beef with the hot dog eating contest yesterday.
10 minutes for the contest, okay? So you got 10-minute contest to eat the most hot dogs and buns. There will be no separation of hot dogs from buns.
Oh, yes. Together. Yep. Okay.
Wiener stays in the bun.
Okay.
Now, here's a controversial one.
No
dunking or pouring water on hot dogs.
Okay.
On the hot dog, they can still drink the water.
Sure, but they can't dunk it.
Dunk it and or pour water on said
That's
hot dog.
That's a departure from some contests, isn't it?
Penalties may be issued for breaking of the rules or regurgitation.
Oh.
30 seconds to finish what's in their mouths at the end of 10 minutes. Excess crumbs and scraps left behind will be weighed and deducted from scores if necessary.
Okay. Who gets that job of like scooping up all the leftovers and the scraps and measuring them?
And in the case,
wait, why are we playing this?
Case of a tiebreaker, there will be a 3-minute overtime. And in the event of a second overtime, God forbid.
No kidding.
God.
Oh.
The first one to eat 5 hot dogs and buns.
All right.
Oh. I couldn't imagine having to go to overtime on one of these things.
You said that earlier.
My goodness.
You're right. That would be pretty awful. Then they both weighed in and then they went to the showdown and it wasn't even really close.
Under 30 to go. The rematch we have waited 15 years for. Chestnut, Kobayashi, both with personal records, but the 16-time champion is going to walk away an apparent winner. There's 10 seconds to go as the fans count it down.
3, 2, 1.
So Joey Chestnut broke his previous record of 76 hot dogs. He ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 83 hot dogs and buns. We gotta point that out.
So he comes in and he's just like, okay. So I didn't get to compete because he was banned from the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the whole sponsorship thing he did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a whole money deal.
So he rolls in. He's like, okay, I'll show you all.
Yeah. So, 83 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Got him $100,000. Kobayashi ate only 66 hot dogs and buns in the 10 minutes. So,
goodness.
Yeah. There is only one goat in the competitive food eating world, and it is apparently Joey Chestnut.
You're not wrong. So in defense of Kobayashi.
In defense.
He was, in essence, retired.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
Because there was a story right before the 4th of July about how he was stepping away from the game. He was basically, I think he said something along the lines of he was never feeling hungry or full anymore. He just didn't have those feelings.
Yeah.
And it was weird. And he was just like, I'm done with this.
Gotta be done with it, yeah.
But he came out of retirement for one more.
Kobayashi says, I feel like I did everything I could. And that was that. I doubt there'll be a unfinished beef too, unless somebody wants to take on Joey Chestnut. 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That just sounds miserable.
I don't want to. I've done too much math already today, but like, that's, you'd have to pound one like every 10 seconds, 20, like more than that. Oh, gross.
Yeah. Well, so where I was going with that is, how much food by weight that is.
Hot dogs and buns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, well, they did a weigh-in before. I wonder if they weigh them afterwards to see how much they've gained.
So you said he ate 82 of them?
83 hot dogs and buns.
So that's 83 ounces, because the internet says it's about an ounce for a hot dog and a bun. Yeah. So that's doing some math here.
Fuck. Can we stop with the math already? We got too much on the show already today.
That's over 5 pounds of meat and bun. That's just,
no thanks.
According to the internet, and maybe those numbers are wrong, but that's so much.
There you go. Well, if you want to watch unfinished beef and watch 10 minutes of two dudes stuffing wieners in their mouth, you can check out Netflix. I'm sure it's on there. I mean, it was live, but I'm sure you can watch it
now.
Yeah,
well, they've done that with some of their other live stuff where they then make it available for people to watch after the fact, so. I don't know if that'll be on my list of things to check out here in the coming days, but good for them. Yeah. We now know the undisputed champ, Joey Chestnut.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. Mix, what a way morning, Drew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Got Leah on from WDIO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy to be back after the long weekend.
Yeah, so this is, I kind of got you thinking about this before we came on the air. So Labor Day weekend is usually for a lot of folks kind of when summer ends in many respects, because you're getting back to school.
Kind of known as the unofficial end of summer.
Yeah, you're thinking fall stuff.
A lot of people have been saying, though, it's the official end of summer.
So I asked you, and you had a pretty good answer. I think we're kind of on the same page, but when does summer end for you?
So for me, I know meteorological summer has ended, and now it is meteorological fall.
Yep.
You mentioned how the other tell is Labor Day, or also the equinoxes in the summer and winter solstice are other season indicators. For me, it's when the sweaters need to come out and the tank tops got to go away. I do it on a as feel basis.
Yeah, when I put my tank tops away, I know it's time to
when Tony's going to put the arms away.
Yeah.
Tank when tops, the flip flops got to go back in the drawer.
Yeah. Breaking out the hoodies. It's time to. It's time to switch to fall. Yeah.
Do you?
I don't.
Oh, go ahead.
You go. No, you. Oh, I was saying, I just don't confine myself to any strict days, because you never know. Especially now being here, weather changes on a dime.
It does. It really does. I was just going to ask. So do you get in on the stereotypes of fall? You mentioned some sweaters, but like the pumpkin spice thing, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Fortunately, I work a shift that does not have prime coffee operating hours until I'm done for the day.
This is true.
So it does curb the cravings. Okay. However, I will never say no to a pumpkin spice drinkity drink. I do tend to, my weakness is probably the hot apple cider or spice ciders and the cider donuts. I'm a big fan of Apple Orchard, so I'm looking forward to that. I do know Apple Fest is something around here to check out.
Yes. Wait, did you say spiced or spiked cider? I missed that.
Both, probably.
We can do both. We can do both. Okay. Usually spiced with a C.
Okay.
But, you know, you can throw anything in those drinks sometimes.
Oh, no, you spice it with some cinnamon-flavored adult beverage.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Okay. It works just the same. It does. It's killed two birds with one stone.
There we go. So we're going to be getting a little taste of fall later on this week. Let's take a look at what's going to happen with the weather for this week.
Mm-hmm. So we are starting off pretty sunny, so happy back to school. You get that sunshine. Perfect recess forecast, I was saying. But then we're going to have some cold front moving through. Wednesday night into Thursday. That'll bring things down to those mid-60s for us, and we'll really see a cooling trend through the weekend. So it will feel like fall, perfect for the football season that is upon us. Maybe some Friday night lights. It will feel a little bit more like we're in the fall season. And sure, then we'll start to slowly make our way back into those upper 60s, mid-70s for the upcoming week. So plenty of dry weather. We just have a few little storms that will bring our temperatures down, but we'll build back up from there.
All right. Summer makes a return sort of eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We always get at least one or two of those.
Yeah, a little bit of a sunny stretch in the middle of September. That's always the best, though, because the leaves are changing and then you get some nice sunshine.
Absolutely. Got to get out and enjoy it. Well, we appreciate it. You, welcome back to work after, did you have yesterday off, by the way?
No, we labored on Labor Day. Okay. So.
All right. Yeah.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, okay. Welcome back to a second day of work then, I guess, for the week.
You guys welcome right back, and I hope you enjoy your short week.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye, guys.
Coming up, we'll kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial-free, brought to you by Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com. Music on the way from the weekend, Dua Lipa, and more coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.